Bartow citrus grower Jim Ellis discussed the history of citrus labels with so-called old-timers who gathered in Tavares last week. He shares some of that history here.
The citrus labels came into introduction into Florida at the late 1800s. The shippers were, prior to that, they were using barrels, and in 1875, Mr. Bean came up with a wooden crate that was standardized. The shippers realized that their fruit needed some identification upon it, so they came up with the idea of putting the labels on the end. The labels, they would be directed toward a market in the north. They would show scenes of Florida birds and palm trees and Indians, various interests that the buyer might have. The labels, they were done through a process known as lithography, which was a very early printing process. This was the early advertising. This was the billboards of Florida during that period of time. There was no color television. Everything was basically black and white, so the labels were very colorful, and they identified the fruit, so the customer up north, he would specify, I want that label to be my label, and the supplier, the packer, would give him that label, and if he had fruit going across the street, he would use a different label. The fruit all looked the same, but the label made the difference to the buyers. They would direct their selling toward that particular label they were receiving.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.